Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Our final guest for this morning is Professor André Duvenhage, and we wanted to chat about an IOL column that argued President Cyril Ramaphosa may have triggered a turning point, perhaps even the beginning of the end, by publicly telling thousands of ANC councillors that DA municipalities are often better run, citing the Auditor's General damning stats on local government failure. The piece frames his blunt honesty as courageous, but also potentially political suicide inside the ANC. Professor André Duvenhage joins us to weigh the risks, the backlash, and what this really means for the GNU and 2026. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. This balance between honesty and survival. Ramaphosa praising Cape Town, Stellenbosch, saying that the ANC municipalities are moving backwards. It was called a moment of brutal honesty or political suicide. What do you think?
Good morning, Howard and the listeners. Yes, it was a statement that received huge publicity as a result of the fact that we know President Ramaphosa at the moment is in crisis within his own organization. There's a lot of internal battles and strife going on. And at the same time, the government of national unity is a non-functional unit. People are coming together, they are going through the processes, but there's no real leadership. Now, in that context, and I think with a view that he is not going to be very long in control of South Africa in the future, he is probably prepared to make more risky statements. Second point is that we know that the ANC organizationally is in a crisis. We have seen what happened in the 2024 elections, a result of about 40% support. But then we also saw surveys, recent surveys indicating that their support is dropping to about 30%. Now, take into consideration that the ANC is normally performing weaker in local elections in comparison to national and provincial elections. There's no time left that you can just talk everything right. It's a time to act. And if the ANC is not going to act together, I believe they can basically lose their position on a local level, even in a majority of municipalities in South Africa, if alternative coalitions can be arranged some way or another. So this is a very risky environment for the ANC at this point.
Assuming that the ANC loses, and it almost happened at the last in the last municipal elections, but there was enough going on that they could claw their way back. Assuming, and I think it's probably likely to happen, that the ANC loses Johannesburg, it's already lost Cape Town. If they lose significantly and comfortably, lose the main municipalities across South Africa, what does it mean to them as the for the next 2 years between the two different elections?
Well, it is meaning that they are losing control, and they will lost control over resources. That is critically for them to keep their power base. We have seen in environments where the ANC lost support, especially the Western Cape, they find it extremely difficult to make a comeback. And at this moment in time, it is a very realistic scenario, if you go by the surveys, to accept the reality that the ANC is going to not achieve a majority in basically all the metros in South Africa. So the reality is they may lose all the metros. That is a very similar pattern we have seen in other countries in Southern Africa where opposition to the freedom movement in government starts in the city environments, the urban environments. So that can be expected. But we need to take into consideration that in the 2021 elections, that's now 4 or 5 years back, the ANC only achieved 47.5%, 10% lower than their national election in 2019, that was 57.5%. And then the surveys are clearly indicating a loss in the urban areas. So, and we had something like, I think, 70 hung councils after the 2021 local elections, if you measure this on a national level. Taking this into consideration, it's not impossible that in a majority of local governments, the ANC won't achieve absolute majority. And this may implicate a severe loss of power. And that is the main reason why the ANC had a special National Executive Committee meeting over the weekend to prepare councillors and to prepare themselves for their most difficult election since 1994, even more difficult than the 2024 national and provincial elections.
What does this mean to Ramaphosa himself? Because we know the ANC can be quite difficult in terms of their presidents and leadership. They also don't like weakness. They also don't like people speaking negatively outside of the party. What is this likely to mean to him as their leader?
Well, I think that Mr. Ramaphosa already has made his calculations that he is not going to continue. He will at max continue leadership until the elective conference of the ANC. And it's not clear precisely when that electoral conference will take place. But I expect him to resign after the elective conference within the ANC took place. Some people are saying that conference may take place towards the end of 2026. There may be even interim arrangements because there are really a problem with regard to Mr. Ramaphosa. There's huge internal conflicts. We aren't sure what the Makwanazi force can impact on his position. We have seen that Palapala has been reactivated in recent weeks. So I think his position and his survival politically is at stake. That may be the reason why he is prepared to talk openly about the position of the ANC when it comes to local governance.
And that is all we have time for. It is so interesting to watch this play out. Professor Andre Duvenhage, thank you as always.